We welcome you back to the Two Guys Named Chris show. Fact checker Rusty has done some research. We mentioned Jane Goodall passing at the age of 91. I ordered Biggie to get everything on Gorillaz in the Mist. Chris Dim said, that's Dianne Fossey. I don't know if Miss Fossey is still with us.
I don't either.
Go ahead and keep Gorillaz in the Mist.
Okay.
You know, at top of the page.
If she passed like 8 years ago, though, are we still going to do a late obit on her?
No.
Okay.
I don't think we should do it. We might have already done it.
What if we do a lifetime tribute to Sigourney Weaver, who portrayed Miss Fossey in the film?
I thought she portrayed Jane Goodall. I really did.
I know.
I really did.
No.
Classic mix-up.
Bigger monkey.
Yes. Classic.
Goodall had the smaller monkeys.
Either way, there's a monkey.
Monkey.
Right? Either way, there's a monkey.
Monkey.
We know that. Well, we read that Jane Goodall, rightfully so, was given the Presidential Medal of Freedom. And when I read the article, it said she was given this in 2025. And I, like you, thought, come on. Come on. Did President Trump drape that medal around her neck? And Rusty says, no, he did not. President Biden did that on January 4th as one of his last acts in office. So what did he have? 16 days left.
Mm-hmm.
And he gave Jane Goodall the Medal of Freedom, which to me was well-deserved.
This is going to get one of those. I know you said, Kelly, you've just learned about Ms. Goodall.
Yeah.
And said that she will change your life.
Mm.
I did see that in one of her interviews, because like you, I didn't know much about the woman or her work. But she did say in one of the interviews, I'm not even sure when, someone asked her, what's the one thing human beings, we can all do to better the planet?
Let's guess it. Biggie?
All right.
What's the one thing human beings could do? Is this something we could easily do on a daily basis?
You could do it daily.
Okay.
Every single day.
Mm. Well, you know what the lady at Disney World told us? And she was a very, very environmental. She was taking us on a tour of like a safari in a bus. of Orlando.
Mm-hmm.
But she's at the end of the trip around to see rhinoceroses and elephants.
Okay, this is
out
there, the jungle
animal kingdom. She said, please turn off the water while you brush your teeth. You're wasting water. You're brushing your teeth for 90 seconds. It doesn't have to run the whole time. Wet the toothbrush, turn it off, brush your teeth, turn it back on, turn it back off.
Oh. Just point out where the elephants are. Just tell me if that's a crocodile or an alligator.
Biggie, would you care to make a guess as to what Ms. Goodall said?
I don't know if that's my official guess, but
water's good. Water's a good resource.
That really stuck with me. Imagine how many gallons of water across the world or America we could save if we did that.
Well, that was actually my thought, was conserve water.
Mm-hmm.
Work to get, you know, help get clean water to those who don't have it.
Shorten your shower. You know, take a shower in 4 minutes instead of 14.
Mm.
I'll say that.
I will say this. You're both wrong. It's not water.
What can we do?
What did Jane Goodall say we can all do
to help the
planet?
Stop the logging.
Logging.
Don't destroy the rainforest or nature.
Yeah, because this is something we can do on an everyday. Recycle. I'll say recycle.
That's a good answer.
Mm.
But wrong. And Biggie, logging is not even close.
I don't know. I was thinking where.
But what could you and I do? You know, that she's talking about something that every. I'd say walk instead of driving your car.
Wow, that's really good.
How about that?
No.
No. What did she say was the.
Eat less meat.
Meat.
Go vegan if you can.
Ooh.
Oh, I'd give her a nod and a great idea and move on. Thumbs up on that.
But yesterday was a wonderful idea.
You wouldn't do the circle finger at the temple, would you? As you walk away.
If I was doing the interview, I'd say, wow, that's a wonderful idea. And then just move on.
Yeah. Have a cheeseburger for lunch.
I'm sorry, I'm going to Five Guys.
Yeah.
I just did a podcast yesterday on health and nutrition.
Oh, that's right.
I did. And the host.
How do you feel it went?
I'd say strong.
How would you grade yourself?
I give myself a B minus, I think.
A B minus?
Yeah.
Did he hit you with anything that you weren't prepared for?
Not really.
Okay.
A couple of things. First of all, he went vegan, the host, for 3 years. Because we were talking about, we'd both lost weight.
True vegan?
He said, I went true vegan for 3 years, but he started to lose muscle mass. And I said, well, how'd you get your protein? He said, never ask a vegan that. They'll put 10,000 things in there on how they got their protein.
Oh, Lord, yeah.
But
you two didn't update your shirtless mirror pics with each other, did
he
you?
He showed that. He showed
I learned it by watching you.
I didn't see. He showed his shirtless mirror pic. And there were three people on the show. And I was like, wow, man, your abs. He's like, I'm 60 years old. Look at these abs. It's like, yeah, that's okay. It is impressive. He went vegan for 3 years. Here's where I'll downgrade myself.
Okay.
He's very conservative. And it's a very conservative leaning show.
But the topic was health?
Health. So I thought, well, I'm okay here, mm-hmm. you know. So he says, well, do you go to the gym to me? And I said, yeah. He goes, you go to Orange Theory. And I said, yeah, that's the gym I go to.
Here comes the trap.
So he says, well, I used to live in California. A bunch of Orange Theories were popping up all around there. And I used to see people coming and going out of there. And I thought, this is some California liberal thing, right? And I said, well, it's a little liberal, I guess. I mean, they celebrate Pride Month. And he's like, oh, yeah, okay, yeah. Right. And so I said, and then they.
In fact, I have a picture of you here in a rainbow sweatband.
And I was worried about that. As soon as I said it, I was like, uh-oh. And then I said, and when they list, like, when we do a thing like a run a mile, they'll say, here are the top results for men, women, and non-binary. Mm. And so I said, so they include non-binary on there. And as soon as I said that, I thought, I hope nobody from Orange Theory hears this because I love it. And I don't want them to think of that in a negative way. You know what I'm saying?
Mm. When you just said the words non-binary, how guttural was his reaction?
He didn't care for it. I don't think he's like, yeah, it's not for me. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I have the non-binary result.
And then there's another guy on there.
Did you know this other person?
Well, we used to work with him, John, who was, you know, from a long time.
Briefly.
And he's lost a lot of weight. And he smokes. He was smoking on the camera and everything. And he's the whole gist was he's also really lazy. And he said, I'm 53. I just can't wait to be 62 so I can collect my check from the government and be done, you know. Mm. And I thought, this will be a fun joke. I said, I can't believe you're only 53. I thought you were much older. As a joke. Mm. And they both just looked at me like, why would you say something like that? another one that didn't land.
Oof.
Does he look that old?
Not at all. I mean, and I was like, I was like, cause you're smoking and, you know.
Back to the libs.
I don't think it went that well. I don't think it went that well.
Well, we'll see it.
I don't know that many will see it. Yeah. I want to apologize to Orange Theory if they think I said anything wrong.
Oh, boy.
As soon as I said that, I was like,
this is called getting ahead of the danger.
Well, I just thought,
a scandal.
I just thought, I love that gym. I would never say anything bad about that gym.
What if you get drummed out for a podcast?
Oh, yeah. God.
Or worse, they send you for diversity training. That would be awful. Hey, you're going to be in a separate class today, Chris? Huh?
I like it that they celebrate those things. I have no problem with that. But I also didn't want to be like all anti this or that on that. Oh, then he said, what about Bad Bunny doing the Super Bowl halftime show?
I'm losing connection. I can't hear you.
Well, I said, you know, I don't know anything about Bad Bunny, and I'm not at all excited about that show. But I think it does appeal to a younger audience. And then I said, you know, I just heard he's doing the entire show in Spanish. And they all were like, oh, forget it then.
What? We haven't been this angry since you said non-binary.
I know. I might. Should we eat less meat? Should we eat like Jane Goodall said?
I'm sure. Because don't they always talk about the cows and the toxin gas?
And just the resources to raise cattle, to transport cattle, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah. She's probably right.
I'm sure that's her overarching point.
She's probably right. And the same with, even chicken and all of it.
Oh, yeah.
All of it. You know, pigs. Remember, I read that Skinny Bitch book and I was.
Oh, that's right.
I went vegan for
an hour?
Yeah. Once again, you timed it perfectly.
Right before Thanksgiving.
Yeah.